Hola. I hope you guys learn Spanish because we're going to do it in Spanish. No, I'm kidding. That was a dad joke, I guess. I've been learning some. I know we're still waiting for some of to come in. Thank you guys for praying for me. For your prayers, I've been feeling much better today. As you know, I've been having a couple problems. And it is hard. It is hard to have a normal life when when something is wrong. But we're still trusting God that He's going to do His will every day, even when we don't see it. So I'm going to open this. So how's everyone doing today? Are you guys happy? You have a lot of snacks? Make sure you have a lot of snacks, please. Well, God is good. All the time? Amen. If you believe that God is good, please make a loud noise or clap or something, please. I just have to do that, guys, because I'm very nervous right now. So, you know, all the nerves can just go through and everything, you know. But thank you for your prayers again. As you know, we've been talking about spiritual disciplines. And I want to give a little introduction or bring a couple things back if you forgot about it last Sunday. Or if you couldn't make it last Sunday, I want to talk about also contemplation. Okay, if you remember, last Sunday, Pastor Brown talked about contemplation. And we're going to use the Bible today. Please open your Bible or have your Bible ready. If not, just turn on your Bible, because I know we use that too. Turn it on and have it ready for you. But make sure that you're reading the Bible, okay? So we've been talking about spiritual disciplines and how important the spiritual disciplines are in our life. Amen? Like in your home. If there is not discipline in your home, there's going to be a chaos, right? But today we're going to talk about contemplation and what contemplation means. As I said, I want to talk a little bit, you know, about it. So if you forgot or because new people, or some of you didn't come last Sunday. So contemplation, I was looking about contemplation and thinking, and the first thing that I thought came to my mind, I was like, my wife. You know, because contemplations, they're like very deep thoughts that you contemplate, you're admiring something, you know, you're like thinking and giving your time, you are sitting and I'm like, oh yeah, I was thinking, I don't know why, but you know. That was like the natural example that I had in my mind. But how do you know that you are contemplating God? Hello? How do you know that you are contemplating God? Have you been contemplating God? And we're going to talk about it. I always like to open with questions because I like to ask a lot. A lot. So I hope you guys are ready to answer a lot too. Contemplation. Contemplation is when you go, you take a time. It's that wonderful and private time of devotion that you have with God. It's not a normal time. It's not a simple time. It's your time between you and God. So contemplation is the concentration on spiritual things, is the concentration on spiritual thoughts, is the concentration on God. Also require a private devotion. And we're going to talk about why a private devotion. So when we are contemplating God, that means that we are taking a time, as I said before, privately with Him. Because If we are having friends in our home, we are not going to be able to have a time of contemplation, right? Or can you have a contemplation with God when you have friends in your home? I don't think so. Contemplation means that we are having intimacy with God. That you are taking that time to have intimacy. That's why I guess I was thinking about my wife. I was like, oh, well, contemplation is like, yeah, because my wife is beautiful, you know, my wife is amazing. But when you do that with God, oh, what I'm going to contemplate God? Because he's my father. He's the good, good father. Yeah, he's a wonderful God. So I need to take this private time and respect that time that I need to give it to God. So I have a question. How many times per week do you have your time of contemplation with God? 1, 2, 3 per week. How many times a week you're having that time, that private time? I want to hear some questions. 6, 7 That's good. So that means weekly, right? 1 you're doing. That's good. Someone else? You can measure it, okay. Remember, contemplation is taking a time, a private time, a devotion, just between me and God. So how many times per week are you doing that? Maybe 1, 6, 7 Well, that's okay. Let me tell you, it's better if you do it 1 or 2 per week. That's really good. But think about this. How many times you eat per week? Okay, how many times you eat per day? A lot. How many times are we having our relationship with God or this contemplation time with God? I don't hear a lot now. Remember, contemplation is not just, hey, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Bless me today and be with me today and I'm going. Thank you. Do you think that's actually contemplation? So what is actually contemplation? Having a time because God deserves it all. Okay? I know I'm going to talk a lot about contemplation, but I want to understand with you guys. We are going to understand actually what that means. Because our life are so busy every day. We have the youth, a lot of social media. They know more of social media about that I know now. They're like, oh, Pastor Danny, you know, look at this, and the computer, so look at this. And then I ask them all the time, what Bible verse do you read today? And they were like, oh, right? It's good to talk about the world and everything, but our center of everything has to be God. So let's talk more about God. Let's have more contemplation times with God. So let's go in Joshua 1:8. As I said, please open your Bible or turn on your Bible. And as always, I always ask you guys for your help to read the Bible verse with me, and it's here on the screen. So please, let's read with me. 1, 2, 3 This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you on it day and night, so that you might be careful to do according to all that is. Amen. Amen. This book, if you have the Bible, do this with me. This book. If you have your phone, well, that's the fun. But this book. I want to keep the Bible verse, please, right now. This book of the law shall not depart from you, from your mouth, from your heart. But you shall meditate. And here's the first key. If we want to have a contemplation time with God, we need to think about this. Meditation. And what is meditation? What does that mean? Say it again, please. To Yes. See? To contemplate, to have a time. But it's not just like, as I said before, I'm going to pray, and God, I'm going to give you this time. Yeah, thank you, God. I'm going to work, and yada, yada, yada. No, it's having actual that time, that private time that we are missing. I talk to a lot of people, friends from here or from other places. They say, oh, sorry, then I can't do it. I'm busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I'm like, okay, well, I hear more of that. But when, what about, hey, let's do a contemplation time. Ask me, hey, how's been your contemplation time? Because I'm going to ask you from now, how's your contemplation time been? And that way we can help each other as a reminder, hey, that's right. Our life depends on God. Amen? Because it's everything about God. Amen? It's not about you. I'm sorry. It's about God. It's about God. When we think that it's about us and everything that we're doing in this world, we miss the whole point. Because it's about God. The contemplation time is not about you contemplating the creation only. It's about you contemplating God. And we spend a lot of times having social gatherings. But if you're having social gatherings with your friends about God, that's amazing. But that's not the contemplation time. Right? My whole point today is to understand that we need to do more about having our contemplation times with God. Because be honest with you. I'm honest with me. Yes, we are busy. I was very busy this week because Pastor Brandon, he has to do something else. I was so busy. But I'm so thankful. I was talking to God 2 days ago and telling him, God, thank you that my wife reminds me to take a time and pray. Because I totally forgot about it. And what I'm telling you this, because, hey, we forgot about it. But we need to help each other and ask, hey, how are you doing with your contemplation time? Are you doing it? Are you working on it? Hey, let's do it. Let's read a Bible. That's what God talked to me. Question, how many times God talks to you and then after that you share with your brothers in Christ? Because when God is talking to you is when you're having that contemplation time. And after that, remember, it's not all about you. He wants you to share. So as I said before, when we want to have a contemplation time, we need to understand that we're going to meditate in His word. On the Bible. Amen? We have to meditate day and night. Night and day, you know. Meditate on this. Because this, I call it the menu of life. If I want wisdom, I come here. If I want peace, I come here. If I want money, I come here. Because the Bible tells you about that too, right? The Bible tells you everything that you need. So, when we talk about contemplation, we need to remember that contemplation requires meditation. And meditation means me and God. So, if you want to write it down, meditation means me and God. Why me and God first? And this is where I'm going. Because we're busy a lot. We're doing other stuff. And God is waiting for you to give the first step. That's why it's me and God. So God is waiting for that. So when you do the first step, you come, okay, God, here I am. I'm going to give this time because, hey, I'm sorry, I've been busy. Forget about it. Yes. Just be honest. Just be honest. God knows everything. Let's just be honest. But I'm here. I want to give you this time, Lord, because you deserve it. Because you are the good Father. Because as John 3:16 said, you loved the world, and yada, yada, you know that. And Jesus came and died on the cross, and you know that. But I'm here. I give my first step. Me and God. And after God sees that, He's going to be, okay, yes, you want to have a time with me, so I'm going to come. And then it's God and you. Okay? Me and God, coming here to you, God. I'm coming here. I need you, Jesus. I need more of you. I need peace. I need joy. I need healing. I need something. And I can't just get this from you. So I come here to you, God. Me and God. And after you pour yourself and everything to God, God said, okay, yes, I can see that you actually want it. So I come to you. And God reveals. And then after it's the me and God, it becomes God in me. It's when God comes and talks to you. It's when God brings whatever is needed to your life. Are you lacking of wisdom? Ask God. What are you lacking for? Ask God. So come to God. And after that, God is going to come to you and give it to you, everything you need. Right? Raise your hand if that ever happens to you, because to me it's been happening. When I feel weak, I'm like, God, I'm here. And then God come and fill your life. Because he does that, because he's your father. Amen? God is good. God is good. And all the time. I just don't want you to fall asleep, guys, please. So when we talk about God and me, so after we show up, let's call it like that, you know, because we have to show up. God sees that and he wants to bless you. It's like if you're a father, you know, you want to hear what your kid or son or daughter wants, right? If a kid's come, well, you know how all the things goes. The kid has to come and say, hey, dad, I want this. Please, I need a hug. Please, I need you. I don't know how to do this. And if you were a good father or mother, you'd be like, oh, my kid. He come to me asking me for this. Now think about God. His heart. Oh, my son, my daughter. Of course. But we need to show up first. So, I want you to repeat this with me. If I want to have contemplation, if I want to have contemplation with God, I need to understand that I need to go between me and God first. And then it's between God and me. I hope that makes sense. I still learn in English, guys. So that's good that you love me and understand what I try to say. But yes, first it's between me and God. We need to show up. And after that, God is going to show up to you. And it's God, yes, it's between us. That's intimacy. It's just you and God. Yes, thank you. Just you and God. That beautiful time. If you ever had that time before, you know what I'm talking about. It's so beautiful. So amazing. It's like there is no any words to explain that. But God and his love. Wow. When we are broken, when we don't know what to do, we just come to him and then he show up and it's so wonderful. So remember, we need to show up first. And after that, God is going to bring peace, joy, the wisdom that we need in our life. So let's go to Psalms 119:14-16. We're going to read it here. And also, please help me again to read it, please. You guys read better than I. 1, 2, 3. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much. Amen. Amen. I like the 16. Can we leave that, please? I will delight. And I will not forget. How many times we forget? And how many times we forget to have that delight on God's word? It is very easy. But I'm coming here to tell you that even that, God loves you. He loves me. Doesn't matter if we mess it up sometimes. He wants every day to have that time between you and Him, and Him and you. Doesn't matter what. Because you are His beloved son or daughter. There is nothing that you can do that can stop God's love for you. Nothing. Because God's love is there. And He wants to have that time between you and Him every day. So let's have that delight of the Lord in our life. And let's not forget that we need actually to remember this. We are sometimes, when we are having, you know, very hard times, we forgot very easy. Oh, when challenge comes, and we forgot, yes. But sometimes we make a mistake that we forget about God, and when the only time that we remember Him is when we are having fire in our house. Like the only time when you remember the fire, guys, you know, is when you're having a problem. And because we are not having that delighting or that contemplation with God every day, our life is going to become easier as much you have the contemplation time with God. But if we are not having that contemplation with God, stop doing, I'm going to say this. If you stop doing that, if you stop having the contemplation time for a month, you're going to see how your life is going to change. Because we are created by God, the one that He wants it all the time to have a relationship with us. But if you stop doing that for a month, just do that, and you're going to see how your life is going to change. And you're going to become a different person. Not for good. But don't do that, actually. It's better if we start having that contemplation with God every day. Every day. And you're going to become a better person, more like Him. More like Jesus. Because our main goal has to be to become more like Jesus. Amen? I hope that's your main goal. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be a soccer player like Cristiano Ronaldo. But that never happened. Because I was not that good. When you were a teenager, I don't know what you wanted to be. I don't know if that ever happened. You know, you have goals. But now, and let me tell you, I didn't want it to be a pastor, a youth pastor. No, I didn't want it to be that. Because I know how pastors suffer a lot. And being in Central America, my dad, and I suffer a lot. People, you know, people is beautiful. That's what I say now. And I was like, I don't want to be a pastor because I know how much you suffer, dad, and everything. But I wanted to be a soccer player. I didn't become a soccer player. But as soon as I said yes to God, my life changed. I'm being happier. I have joy. Even if I'm struggling right now with my sickness that I have, I believe and I'm declaring every day that I belong to God. And I'm having more contemplation with God because that's a reminder. You need Jesus. So when you are feeling sick and you are feeling like that, you should... That's just a reminder that you are not a Superman or a Wonder Woman, that you need Jesus. And you need to have that contemplation with your Father. Because let me tell you this, whatever what happened to your natural body, it's never going to be as important as what happened to your soul in the future, what can happen to your soul. So that's why now I'm more confident that I belong to God. And I've been telling my wife, if I lose a leg, I don't mind. I'm going to be, but God loves you guys. If I lose an arm, doesn't matter. But if I lose my voice, like how happened to my dad, he can't speak right now. So please pray for him. He's not able to speak. He went to the doctor. I don't know what happened. I can't talk to him. But he's not able to speak. That would be bad, but I know he can sing and talk between God, you know, in intimacy. But whatever what happened to you, remember that that intimacy between you and God has to remain and be there forever. Forever. Please. Please. So God is going to bring what you need. Remember, go to your Father. He's going to bring what you need. What are you lacking of? What do you need to be happy? What do you need to be happy? Just God. We think that we need this, we need a bunch of stuff to be successful. We think that if we want to be successful, we need to have this, well, you know what. And we're being successful, yes. But how about being successful in God's will? So, talking about that, how are we practicing the spiritual discipline of contemplation while we're reading the Bible? Are you having that contemplation time? Or are you just reading the Bible as how you read the newspaper? Oh, yeah, that happened a long time ago. Uh-huh. Nice. Or are you actually giving that time to contemplate God's word? How are you contemplating God through worship time? Are you surrendering yourself? Are you actually contemplating God when you're worshiping Him? Contemplating, it's admiring Him too. If you're not doing it, well, remember, God is waiting that from you. Are you filling up your life with God's presence while you're doing this? If you don't feel God's presence, it's because you're not having that meditation with God, actually. I'm sorry, but yes. If you don't feel God's presence when you're doing all those things, it's because you're doing your all human knowledge. Your all human, you know. But when we are having that contemplation, it's because we come, as I said before, me and God. God and me. And then God brings the knowledge, everything you need, everything we need, because that's how it works. But if you don't feel the Holy Spirit, if you don't feel that God is coming to you, that means that we're not doing it right. Because we're not coming to Him. We need to come to Him. Amen? Are you guys upset at me? Please know. Sometimes we have a problem that we give more time to other things. Like work, we want to be successful in work. And that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. Please don't say, hey, Pastor Johnny said that's bad, so don't work. Be like the disciples. No, I'm not saying that. Please. You need to eat. Social media. We give a lot of time to social media. Personal things. And I'm not saying that's bad. No, that's not bad. Please, come on. Social gatherings. That's good. We need that. And we need to have a godly time with our friends. But that's not it. We need to do more. Let me tell you this. You are a successful person in your personal life. You are very successful. Because all what you're doing, you've been doing in your life, it's been bringing you where you are right now. You have a home, right? Car. Some people have 3, 4, 5. Okay, blessings. And that's good. Because what you've been doing is good, right? That's what you've been successful. But how about your spiritual life? How successful it's been? Or it is? Is that successful as your natural life? You have all those skills, all those spiritual disciplines in your life, all this the spiritual gift in your life too? You see where I'm going? We are very successful in our natural life, personal life, but that's not all. God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be successful. He wants me to be successful in my personal life. And I am, because of God. But how about my spiritual life? My spiritual life has to be on top. Not in the bottom. Right? Right? I love you guys. And the last verse that I have is Psalms 119, 97, 99. And I'm going to conclude with this. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Can you leave the 97, please? Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. What has been your meditation all day? Where is your heart at? Is your meditation all day been on the Bible? On God? It shall be. Contemplation requires time. Time that we're not having because we have so much stuff. Contemplations require effort that we are lacking of because we're tired of so many things. And the most beautiful of all, contemplations requires desire. If you don't desire it, it's never going to happen. Never. If those three things are not in your life, about contemplation, time, effort, and desire, you are never going to give the first step to come to God, show up, and God is not going to do that much. He's not going to show up either. So in conclusion, remember, contemplation is meditation. I need to give the first step. Me and God. Then God and me. And for make that possible, I need to have time. A lot of time. A lot. Because God doesn't deserve just 5 minutes. He deserves more than that. Effort. A lot. Because even if we are tired, it's going to require effort. Because we're tired. Because we get tired. Right? I mean, if you don't get tired, hey, I need to know the key of that because I get tired too. And we need to have desire in our hearts that we want to spend time with our Father. The giver of love. Amen? Let's pray with me. Dear God, even if we don't say it every hour, but we love you. We love you, God. We love you because you are the good Father. We love you because you love us first. Lord, put that desire in our hearts. To understand that we need to have a better time with you. This time is contemplation that requires effort, time, and desire from us. So we can come to you because I know you're waiting for us with open arms because you've been always there for us. God, thank you. Thank you for always being here for us. And even when we forget about you, your amazing love endures forever. Your Holy Spirit is here with us. So that's why we can sing and glorify your name and honor you, Lord, because you deserve it all. Because you are the good Father. We love you, God, so much. thank you for this beautiful time. Thank you for talking to your life and bring that reminder to your life, God. In your name I pray.